Those are used to justify and promote a terrible war against Iran that would constitute new Holocaust. The Holocaust is not a new thing for the Iranian president, who delights in attacking everything Israel. Here he is this fall at the United Nations.
These Zionists, I want to tell you, are not Jews. That's the biggest deception we've ever faced. Zionists are Zionists, period. But they are not Jews, they are not Christians, and they are not Muslims. They are a power group, a power party.
Or for Duke, who visited Syria last year and said,
"It hurts my heart to tell you that part of my country is occupied by Zionists, just as part of your country, the Golan Heights, is occupied by Zionists."
The Iranian president also held a contest in Tehran for the best Holocaust cartoon. But this latest conference comes just as the Iraq study group is telling the United States that dialogue with Iran's government is unavoidable.
Syria and Iran have very great influence over events within Iraq. Particularly Iran, but also Syria. And I just don't think you can avoid that.
Is this the Iranian president's way of saying no thanks?
It is this defiant, self-confident, empowered notion that if you stand up to the Americans and to the West, they will actually accept you better. They do not realize, again, they don't know the impact of these characters and how they are perceived within the U.S. public opinion.
As if there wasn't enough tension already over Iran's nuclear program.
If they would like to engage the United States, that they've got to verifiably suspend their enrichment program.
In Tehran, the conference is being sold as an exchange of ideas.
Enough, your Holocaust asked.
The aim of this conference is not to confirm or deny the Holocaust. Its main aim is to create an opportunity for thinkers.
Ideas like this one, voiced by one of the rare rabbis against Zionism.
The Zionists are taking this terrible, horrific tragedy that happened by Jews, and they're using it to further their rebellion against God.
Carol Costello, CNN New York.
Now Interpol is in the mix. The International Police Agency has joined the hunt for who